AIC Stories Podcast presents.
Welcome back, everybody. And without burying the lead, some of you may know this already if you are members in the AIC Stories Discord. But it was time to come on here and make the official announcement, I guess you could say, here with an episode on AIC Stories. We've gone over 200 and something, 209 episodes, I think this will be. Multiple years, multiple different iterations. But over the course of this summer vacation, this summer break, in fact, for months before this, I've been really thinking about some things quite a bit and have decided that at least for now, AIC Stories podcast is going on a hiatus indefinitely. I just found that as things were moving forward through this year, I was being pulled more and more in a specific direction and away from another direction. And so, like any good story, there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end. With AIC Stories podcast, we've definitely had a lot of different adventures. And I really just want to sincerely say thank you to all of you who have stuck with me through this journey, who have stuck with me on this ride. I know over the course of this podcast, boy, this is kind of tough to talk about. It's the end of an era. I don't know. It's a little more emotional feeling than I thought it would be. But anyways, we've had quite a journey. It started out with adventures and creativity, discussing creative thoughts and concepts and ideas all around the creative process. And I was pulled into the storytelling side, and I really fell in love with narrating and sharing and curating these classic short stories from years gone past, sharing those for you guys every week. When I made that initial shift, and please don't get me wrong, this isn't all about numbers or anything like that, but when I made that initial shift, I know I lost a lot of people at that point. But Faded Words and those classic stories built and took on a life of its own, and we saw some fantastic numbers in terms of audience members and people listening and tuning in. And then through the journey, I decided to try my hat at writing my own original fiction, which I did. And you guys know all about Mystery Minnesota and the ton of work that went into writing and creating and producing those three seasons of that show, which I'm very proud of and I don't regret in any way, shape, or form. But when I dipped my toe into the original fiction, I saw a lot more of you guys drop off. And from there, we started this year kind of trying to figure out what to do. And my goal was to take this year, 2022, and kind of just try all of the things, all of the ideas that I wanted to try, put things out there and see what spoke to me the most. Because I love making these shows for you every week. I love storytelling. I love stories. And at the end of the day, I had to follow my heart with this thing. And I mention the hits to the numbers, not because I don't want anyone to feel bad or anything like that. I mention that because it's only to give perspective and a little more insight into why I truly do appreciate all of you that have stuck along with me on this journey through all of it, because I know I've thrown a lot of different things at you. I've diversified the show quite a bit, and I've done a lot of things that are not necessarily common to podcasting. And those of you that have followed me on this journey, man, I can't tell you the gratitude I have. I just can't express it enough. It means so much to me that there are those of you out there in my corner that are, you know, willing to take a chance and follow me wherever my wild ideas lead. So that is all just to kind of look back at our journey here and say a massive, massive thank you to all of you who have stuck with me through this journey. Now, the journey here on AIC Stories, this feed, this podcast, for now, has come to an end. someday maybe something will spark in my mind and I'll decide to come back to it. But it's not the end of podcasting for me or anything else that I'm doing. Over this time, I've decided I'm going to go ahead and rather than just try and rebrand and put a new show into this same feed and confuse people even more as they come, maybe finding the show later, start jumping back through the back catalog and all of that, I decided it was time for a fresh start when it comes to the podcasting feed. And we're going to do something kind of new, but not really all that new, maybe a little more focused, I guess is the better word. And we're going to, boy, this is hard to talk about. I apologize. It's just one of those things where you've done something for so long and the finality of it is really, really powerful. I'm creating a new show. In fact, it's already out there. As you're listening to this, the second episode just aired of that today. I launched it kind of quietly under the radar. Those in the Discord were given heads up on it, so they had a chance to hear the first episode right after it came out. I did that mainly because I wanted to make sure that when I made the announcement here, if you want to go follow me on this new journey, you will be able to instantly go and find the new show in any podcast player you use. As far as I know, it should be up and in all of the normal podcast places, and that takes a little bit of time to do, which is why you need to put out an episode or two first, and it has to populate through the places. So that's why I did that. And I thought those that have joined in the Discord that are invested in like to participate and do all that, that was kind of a nice little benefit for them as a thank you, getting a little heads up ahead of time for this change versus everyone else. So the new journey, the new podcast, is going to feel slightly familiar to some of you. As you know, this year I started doing episodes that were called The Review. And it was episodes in which I initially started out doing kind of in-depth reviews on every book I was reading, every film I was watching, individual reviews on all of them. And I've been writing all my reviews on my website. And I will be continuing to do that. However, with the new show, what I decided, rather than doing big, long, in-depth interviews, we're going to lean 100% into the world of storytelling in terms of my journey through my ever-growing TBR pile, the to-be-read pile backlog, and the watch list, all of the films and series that I want to watch and explore in the storytelling side of things. I will be meeting with you guys, anyone who wants to come follow me on this new journey, weekly to talk about the books that I've read in the past week, the films I've watched, the series I've watched, those kinds of things. I'll let you know my kind of brief thoughts on every one of the books, every one of the movies, every one of the series that I've read in the last week. We'll also talk a little bit about what kinds of things I'm either currently reading or watching. For example, right now, I started the Sandman series on Netflix and it's fantastic. And so next week we'll be talking about that a little bit because I think I'll probably finish it up by then. We'll see. I'd like to take a moment and talk about some of the short stories that I'm reading as I venture through a number of the collections and anthologies on my shelf a little bit at a time. Give a little bit of an extra spotlight to those individual authors and stories that make up these larger collections. And then, of course, any show that I do must have some kind of listener interaction. And I like to share with the audience any listener recommendations that you guys may have. So that's kind of the main format. We're talking books, we're talking movies. There will be no spoilers unless it's explicitly mentioned in the show notes in the episode. We're going to carry things like Story Club, which you guys are familiar with already. That's going to carry right over into the new show. And we're going to continue that right there as we have been. And there will be some other, you know, more familiar aspects that you're going to see. I also hope to get going and start bringing on authors and storytellers and other people in doing a little bit more of the interview style or conversation style episodes every now and then as well as a special bonus. So I'm excited. I'm really excited, even though I know the tone of my voice right now probably sounds a little hesitant. Really, it's not hesitant. I'm all in on the new project. It's just kind of hitting me right now, the finality, the emotional impact of saying goodbye, for now at least, to AIC Stories, something that I've worked hard to build and poured a lot of myself into over the last, I don't know what it's been, 3-4 years, something like that. And it's scary making a new project, a new leap. And especially when I don't have the safety net of 200 episodes behind me to point people to and say, yeah, see, I'm not brand new. We're starting at ground zero. So the new show, it's a show that, well, the easiest way to explain it is that is to kind of give you the intro that I wrote for that new series. And what that's going to be is basically this. The new show is a bookish podcast on a journey through an ever-growing TBR backlog and watch list. It's my constant search for that amazing feeling of finishing a great story. Chasing that high of an amazing story, whether you watched a good movie, you read a good book, even a good short story. It's my journey, my quest to explore as many stories as possible with the time we have left on this earth. And it's that feeling of a good story when you finish it. It's like euphoria. That's why the new show is called Storyphoria. And we're going to be taking a look every week at chasing that next great story high. So if you are interested in joining me on this journey, if you want to take part, if you want to follow me, I sincerely hope to see many familiar faces over there. It's still me. There'll be nothing, you know, real wacky or crazy or big, you know, drastic changes. It's just me, and we're going to talk books. We're going to talk movies. We're going to talk TV series. I'll bring guests on. I like to get the listeners involved, so I'll bring people on every now and then to talk about their favorite stuff, and we're going to continue Story Club and all of those great aspects. Really, the big change is that I'm not going to be narrating any more stories for you guys, at least for the foreseeable future. I know some of you will be bummed out by that. I know some of you really look forward to having a story from me in your ears every week. And I do apologize to those of you that are upset and that will miss that. I know there are a few of you that will be pretty bummed out. And my sincere apologies. It was a very difficult decision to make to walk away from this for now. But I do hope you'll also come join us over in the new project. So, all of that rambling being said, once again, my sincere gratitude and thank you for all of you that have stuck around through the 200 plus episodes of AIC Stories and this crazy journey we've been on. And I also want to welcome you to Storyphoria. That's Storyphoria. Again, you can find that anywhere you listen to your podcast. Storyphoria. I hope to see you guys over there. I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit here. It's hard to say goodbye. That's the Minnesota in me, right? We always joke about the Minnesota goodbye. It takes forever to do. But yeah, come join us over on Storyphoria, the brand new project. It was time for a fresh start, and I hope you guys are excited for it just like I am. So let's go check out some good stories, and I will see you every week over there in the Storyphoria feed. Take care, guys. I appreciate all of you so very much. And I hope to talk to most of you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.